Chapter 29. This is what you are to do to make them holy, to do the work of priests to me. Take one young ox and two male sheep, without any mark on them, and unleavened bread, and unleavened cakes mixed with oil, and thin unleavened cakes on which oil has been put, made of the best bread meal. Put these in a basket and take them, with the ox and the two sheep. And let Aaron and his sons come to the door of the tent of meeting, and there let them be washed with water. Take the robes, and put the coat and the dress and the ephod and the priest's bag on Aaron. Put the band of needlework round him, and let the headdress be placed on his head and the holy crown on the headdress. Then take the oil and put it on his head. And take his sons and put their robes on them, and put the linen bands round Aaron and his sons, and the headdresses on them, to make them priests by my order forever. So you are to make Aaron and his sons holy to me. Then let the ox be taken in front of the tent of meeting, and let Aaron and his sons put their hands on its head. And you are to put the ox to death before the Lord at the door of the tent of meeting. Then take some of the blood of the ox, and put it on the horns of the altar with your finger, draining out all the rest of the blood at the base of the altar. And take all the fat covering the inside of the ox, and the fat joining the liver and the two kidneys with the fat round them, and let them be burned on the altar. But the flesh of the ox and its skin and its waist parts are to be burned outside the circle of the tents, for it is a sin offering. Then take one of the sheep, and let Aaron and his sons put their hands on its head. Then let it be put to death, so that the sides of the altar are marked with its blood. Then the sheep is to be cut up into its parts, and after washing its legs and its inside parts, you are to put them with the parts and the head, and let them all be burned on the altar as a burnt offering to the Lord, a sweet smell, an offering made by fire to the Lord. Then take the other sheep, and after Aaron and his sons have put their hands on its head, you are to put the sheep to death, and take some of its blood and put it on the point of Aaron's right ear, and of the right ears of his sons, and on the thumbs of their right hands and the great toes of their right feet, dropping the rest of the blood on the sides of the altar. Then take some of the blood on the altar, and the oil, and put it on Aaron and his robes and on his sons and on their robes, so that he and his robes and his sons and their robes may be made holy. Then take the fat of the sheep, the fat tail, the fat covering the insides, and the fat joining the liver and the two kidneys with the fat round them, and the right leg, for by the offering of this sheep they are to be marked out as priests, and take one bit of bread and one cake of oiled bread and one thin cake out of the basket of unleavened bread which is before the Lord, and put them all on the hands of Aaron and of his sons, to be waved for a wave offering before the Lord. Then take them from their hands, and let them be burned on the burnt offering on the altar, a sweet smell before the Lord, an offering made by fire to the Lord. Then take the breast of Aaron's sheep, waving it before the Lord, and it is to be your part of the offering. So you are to make holy the breast of the sheep which is waved and the leg which is lifted up on high, that is, of the sheep which is offered for Aaron and his sons, and it will be their part as a right forever from the children of Israel. It is a special offering from the children of Israel, made from their peace offerings, a special offering lifted up to the Lord. And Aaron's holy robes will be used by his sons after him. They will put them on when they are made priests. For 7 days the son who becomes priest in his place will put them on when he comes into the tent of meeting to do the work of the holy place. Then take the sheep of the wave offering and let its flesh be cooked in water in a holy place. And let Aaron and his sons make a meal of it, with the bread in the basket, at the door of the tent of meeting. All those things which were used as offerings to take away sin, and to make them holy to be priests, they may have for food, but no one who is not a priest may have them, for they are holy food. And if any of the flesh of the offering or of the bread is over till the morning, let it be burned with fire. It is not to be used for food, for it is holy. All these things you are to do to Aaron and his sons as I have given you orders. For 7 days the work of making them priests is to go on. Every day an ox is to be offered as a sin offering, to take away sins, and by this offering on it, you will make the altar clean from sin, and you are to put oil on it and make it holy. For 7 days you are to make offerings for the altar and make it holy, so that it may become completely holy, and anything touching it will become holy. Now this is the offering which you are to make on the altar: two lambs in their first year, every day regularly. One lamb is to be offered in the morning and the other in the evening, and with the one lamb, a tenth part of an ephah of the best meal, mixed with a fourth part of a hin of clear oil, and the fourth part of a hin of wine for a drink offering. And the other lamb is to be offered in the evening, and with it the same meal offering and drink offering, for a sweet smell, an offering made by fire to the Lord. This is to be a regular burnt offering made from generation to generation, at the door of the tent of meeting before the Lord, where I will come face to face with you and have talk with you. There I will come face to face with the children of Israel, and the tent will be made holy by my glory. I will make holy the tent of meeting and the altar, and Aaron and his sons I will make holy. To be my priests among the children of Israel I will make my living place, and I will be their God. And they will see that I am the Lord their God, who took them out of the land of Egypt, so that I might be ever with them. I am the Lord their God. Psalm 32. Of David. Maskil. Happy is he who has forgiveness for his wrongdoing, and whose sin is covered. Happy is the man in whom the Lord sees no evil, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. When I kept my mouth shut, my bones were wasted, because of my crying all through the day. For the weight of your hand was on me day and night, my body became dry like the earth in summer. Selah, I made my wrongdoing clear to you, and did not keep back my sin. I said, I will put it all before the Lord, and you took away my wrongdoing and my sin. Selah, for this cause let every saint make his prayer to you at a time when you are near, then the overflowing of the great waters will not overtake him. You are my safe and secret place, you will keep me from trouble, you will put songs of salvation on the lips of those who are round me. Selah, I will give you knowledge, teaching you the way to go, my eye will be your guide. Do not be like the horse or the ass, without sense, the sinner will be full of trouble, but mercy will be round the man who has faith in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord with joy, you upright men, give cries of joy, all you whose hearts are true. Psalm 33. Be glad in the Lord, O doers of righteousness, for praise is beautiful for the upright. Give praise to the Lord on the corded instrument, make melody to him with instruments of music. Make a new song to him, playing expertly with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his works are certain. His delight is in righteousness and wisdom, the earth is full of the mercy of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the army of heaven by the breath of his mouth. He makes the waters of the sea come together in a mass, he keeps the deep seas in storehouses. Let the earth be full of the fear of the Lord, let all the people of the world be in holy fear of him. For he gave the word, and it was done, by his order it was fixed forever. The Lord undoes the designs of the nations, he makes the thoughts of the peoples without effect. The Lord's purpose is eternal, the designs of his heart go on through all the generations of man. Happy is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has taken for his heritage. The Lord is looking down from heaven, he sees all the sons of men, from his house he keeps watch on all who are living on the earth, he makes all their hearts, their works are clear to him. A king's salvation is not in the power of his army, a strong man does not get free by his great strength. A horse is a false hope, his great power will not make any man free from danger. See, the eye of the Lord is on those in whose hearts is the fear of him, on those whose hope is in his mercy, to keep their souls from death, and to keep them living in time of need. Our souls are waiting for the Lord, he is our help and our salvation. For in him our hearts have joy, in his holy name is our hope. Let your mercy be on us, O Lord, as we are waiting for you.